Once again in 2004, the United States fomented and backed the toppling of the democratically elected president and replaced him with an unelected gang of militarists, CIA operatives, and corporate predators. Other nations that have felt the brunt of CIA and/or U.S. military activity as a result of globalist foreign policy include Somalia, Afghanistan, Serbia, Kosovo, Bosnia, Brazil, Chad, Sudan, and many others. In early 1974, while President Nixon was desperately trying to find a way out of impending impeachment, G. Gordon Liddy, ringleader of the break-in at the National Democratic Party headquarters, was preoccupied with Nazi imagery. Liddy had named the Watergate plumbers after the vast secretive organization that helped Nazis escape both Europe and justice after the war. Our organization had been directed to eliminate subversion of the secrets of the administration. So I created an acronym using the initial letters of those descriptive words. Odessa appealed to me because when I organize, I am inclined to think in German terms, and the acronym was also used by a World War II German veterans organization belonged to by some acquaintances of mine. Liddy wrote in his 1980 book, Will, the Autobiography of G. Gordon Liddy. According to author Edward J. Epstein in 1971, Liddy invited a number of White House officials to view Nazi propaganda films to demonstrate how a few determined men could manipulate the emotions of an entire nation by invoking a few highly visual symbols of fear. These Nixon officials included John Ehrlichman, Egil Kroc, Donald Santorelli, and Robert Mardian. The cycle of films was climaxed on June 13th by the showing of Triumph of the Will, a Nazi propaganda film made under the auspices of Hitler and Göring, which graphically depicted the way a national will could be inculcated into the masses through the agency of controlled fear and frenzied outrage, reported Epstein. Paul Manning noted, the German South American group also had direct access to the Nixon White House through their representatives in Washington and were proud of the fact that Bibi Rebozo was President Nixon's closest friend. For knowingly or unknowingly, Rebozo processed millions of their dollars through his Florida bank as part of normal commercial operations. And it was during Nixon's presidency that Prescott Bush's son, George Herbert Walker Bush, one of the last of Nixon's Republican loyalists, was named chairman of the Republican National Committee, RNC.